When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it okay for a grown man to call his mom, mommy?
Oh, boy.
855-444-6342. We want you to jump in and weigh in on this. A friend of mine said, I got one for your radio show, Brett. Was dating a guy on a date, and he was talking about his mom, and he referred to her as mommy. Like, as that's how he refers to her. That's how he calls her. And even like has her as mommy in his phone when they like had a discussion. Most of her girlfriends thinks it's endearing, like think it's like cute. They're like, they're so cute. That he has this great mother and son relationship. And she's like, I feel like it's weird. Is it cute and endearing for a grown man to call mom, mommy? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA.
You guys know what I think about
this. You just got into a new relationship. No. Julian says, hey, my mommy and I are super close. What if it's like not every single time? Like he just uses it as a because no one says mommy every single time, but he still uses it on a regular basis.
I wouldn't like that. I think I would feel uncomfortable with anybody calling their mom mommy
do
as
you
a
do
man.
It?
No, I don't.
As a woman?
You know what? This is, might sound messed up. I think it's different for a woman to say it than a man.
Is it?
Yeah,
why?
I do. I don't know. It just feels like weird dynamic.
So you got nothing to back it up other than it's weird?
Would it be weird for a woman to, like, if you were dating a girl and she called her dad daddy, would that be weird? I think it'd be weird.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, but I do. But mainly because I feel like no one really uses the word mommy as like a sexual term. People use zaddy and daddy all the time. So I do think that is probably... That's why I would say it's probably more weird.
I will say this. Growing up through high school, I called my parents mommy and daddy. And it was out
through
of
habit. Through high school?
Through high school. And I say that.
Madison, bro.
I say that knowing it's embarrassing.
I knew you were embarrassed,
but
I didn't know why.
It was a force of habit. It wasn't like when I was talking to my friends, I'd be like, oh, my mom or my dad. But whenever I was talking to my younger sisters, it was just a habit. We would all say mommy or daddy. And anytime I'd be with like my siblings and friends, I would say that out of habit. And they would always make fun of me. And so eventually we just had to like start kicking ourselves until we like were out of the habit of saying it. So it's embarrassing. People need to not do it.
Okay. I'm going to say, where are you at with it? Because you did it for so long.
It's embarrassing.
You have regret?
I did it for so long and I have regret.
So you're on a date with a guy and he refers to her as mommy. You're done.
Yes.
Really? Kevin? Yeah.
I think it's a little awkward. I think it's a little crazy. I do think there are times in your life as an adult you can call your parents mommy and daddy. To them. I think when you're referring to them, it's mom and dad. And I was also thinking like from the grandparent side of things, like you eventually grow out of calling grandma and grandpa, meemaw and pawpaw. You know?
I don't know. I know some people.
I even think that's different too.
Really? See, I think it's whatever. I think it's who cares? This dude like calls her mommy. Who cares? What if he called her like, you know, Beth? Like that's her name. Like who cares? Like a name is a name. Why are we shaming him for how he refers to it? And if they have a tight relationship, isn't it like a sign that he has like a great, nurturing, strong woman in his
life?
That's
just
that's
taking
awesome.
Down a whole different avenue.
Okay, do you think it's like a sign that like he's like
he's too attached?
Too attached.
Yes.
Yeah, has yes. independence issues.
It's too much.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any issues with a grown man referring to his mom as mommy? 855-444-6342. 6342. Call us and get into this conversation with us here on the Brett Mega Show. Is it okay for a grown man to refer to his mom as mommy? Is there any adults out there that do this, like call their mom and dad mommy and daddy, the same way that like AB was doing it since high school?
Yeah.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB was doing it. High school means you were 18. So you
were
an adult.
I did it through high school. And then after that, I was like, okay, we have to stop doing this.
And now it gives you the ick to see other people do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
One of my friends said she was dating a guy and went on a date. I guess I shouldn't say they're dating. I think she's trying to consider if she should continue to be dating him because he seems cool. But she's like, yeah, in the conversation, he's like, oh, my mommy does this. And she's like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah. And even has mommy as his mom as mommy in the phone. 855-444-MEGA.
We just got a text from Ariana saying, just wanted to share that my husband is from Argentina and mommy and poppy are the Spanish versions of mom and dad. But even though I know that, it still catches me off guard every time I hear my full grown husband calling his mom. Mom,
I didn't think about that.
So it's interesting that like it is like a term of endearment. So that's what where I'm coming from. Like it's a term of endearment. It's sweet. Everything about it is pure. But every single person's like, yo, when you become a grown person, like you don't do that, and it throws you off guard. Even if it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I heard if I used it, okay. If I was like, you know, my mommy, boy, that sounded weird. I would catch myself saying that. You know, call yourself out. If the guy did that, it's okay. And I don't think as a woman, AB, you know, using it. It's more appropriate or it's okay for a girl to say it than a guy.
I don't know. I got made fun of in high school, so.
My daughter, who's two, calls me daddy, and I'm going to be heartbroken if she ever doesn't always call me daddy. Like, if she's a grown-up woman, I'll still be daddy.
No.
No.
Don't do that to me, guys.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.